Okay.
Good morning. Go to
store. Go to store.
We'll give it a little bit more because you are the first. Good morning.
Has joined.
Good morning. Anybody here?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedula Chimincha
has joined.
The letters of the month of Tevet, the letter Bet that created the planet Chabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, the goat. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria of 72, connecting us to the 72 names of God. And to Hashem's name when spelled out with yuds. The permutation for the name for the month of Tevet. Hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Geburah. It has the meaning of tearing up Satan, Pras Satan. Can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Titan, small gates. It reminds us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth, as this is the entry point for the negative system. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Nun gimel dalet has a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, meaning parnasa or sustenance. Yud kaf shin is a healing sequence. Barchem tacharem rachame sidkatcha tamid gamlem betet resh tzaditav gimel. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Kasim Kadosh Biro Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kufet Tet Nunayan. This sequence connects to the Sefirah Hod and its essence of thankfulness, appreciation, and gratitude. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Pe Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creation, creativity, sexuality, and of course, foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyuta. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Malchut and its essence of manifestation and kingdom. It also connects to the completion of the Tikkunim and the development of perfection. The eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. We will begin with the L'shem Yichud, and then we will study the fourth Aliyah, or Parasha Miketz. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Brichu, Ishkinte, Bitkilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu, Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, V'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Deno Kunene Elena Maseya Deno Kunenehu. The fourth Aliyah consists of Genesis chapter 41, verse 53, and completes at chapter 42, verse 18. This is a total of 23 verses. We know the number 23 connects to the Mashiach, as the Mashiach will reveal the 23rd letter of the Hebrew alphabet. This is a tradition that has been taught since Moses at Mount Sinai. Verse 53. Vatilena sheva shene harav lavo kasher amar Yosef vayhi rav. Ba'u Mitzrayma Lishbor El Yosef Ki Zahara of the Koharets. Vayar Yaakov, Ki Yesh Shever, Mitzrayim. Vayomer Yaakov, Levanav Lamati Trau. Vayomer Hine Shemati. Ki Yesh Shever, Mitzrayim. Redushama v'shivru lanu, misham v'nichaya, willo namut. Vayerdu ache yosef, asara lishbor bar mi mitzrayim. Viet binyamin achi yosef, Lo shalach Yaakov et echav ki amar en yikra enu asto. Vayevau b'nei Yisrael lishbor betoch habayim ki haya hara'av be'eret genaan. Yosef hu hashalit al haaretz hu hamashbir lekol am haaretz vayavou achei Yosef vayishtachavu lo apayim artza vayar Yosef et echav vayakirem Vayitnaker alechem vaydaber itam kashot vayomer alechem beayim vatem vayomru beretz kenaan lishbar okel vayaker Yosef et echav Vatem lo ha'ikiruhu. Vayizkor Yosef et ha'chalomot asher chalam. Lachem vayomer alechem beraglim. Vatem lirot et ervat haretz batem. Vayomru Adoni, wa avadecha, ba'ul ishbar okel kulanu, b'nei ish echad, nachnu kenim, anachnu lo hayu, avadecha meraglim, wa yomer alehem lo ki ervat, Haaretz batem lirok, vayomru ashneim asar avadecha, achim anachnu, b'nei ish echad beretz kenaan, lehinei hakaton, et avinu hayom b'haechad, einenu. Vayomer alechem Yosef hu asher dibarti alechem leimor meraglim atem. Bezot tibacheinu cheparo im tetsu mizeki im bevo achichem. Akaton heina shilchu michem echad vayikach et achichem viatem heasru vayifachanu divrechem haemet itchem beimlo heparo kimeraglim matem Vayeso otam el mishmar shiloshet yamim. Vayomer alehem Yosef vayom ashlishi. Zot asu vichyu et ha Elohim. We have completed the Hebrew reading of the fourth Aliyah. We will now study the English translation. Verse 53. And the 7 years of plenty that were in the land of Egypt were finished. And the 7 years of famine began, as Joseph had said. And there was famine in all the lands, but throughout the land of Egypt there was bread. The reason that the phrase, and Joseph had said, is in this verse. We didn't really need to know that. We already knew it. We could apply it. So why was these letters added? Because it's teaching us what we've talked about in dream interpretation. The dream manifests the way it was interpreted. So because Joseph said that there would be 7 years of famine, there were 7 years of famine. Verse 55, when the entire land of Egypt hungered, the people cried out to Pharaoh for bread. But Paro said to all the Egyptians, go to Joseph, what he tells you, do. Now the famine had spread over all the face of the land, and Joseph opened all the storehouses in which there was grain, and he sold it to the Egyptians. And the famine intensified in the land of Egypt. And all the inhabitants of the land came to Egypt to Joseph to purchase, for the famine had intensified in the entire land. Chapter 42. Jacob saw that there was grain being sold in Egypt. So Jacob said to his sons, why do you appear satiated? Is that a normal sentence? Is that a normal discussion between father and sons? Father would say, you're looking good. It's good that you're well. Why ask a question? Why do you appear satiated? I've seen different translations, but essentially what it's saying is a spiritual teaching. Be aware of how you look to other people, because you invite evil eye. You invite gossip about you. Or you conceal yourself by being part of the community where you don't need to be talked about. That's what Jacob was saying to his sons. You appear to be satiated, but everybody else is hungry. So if they're hungry and you look fat and happy, they're going to give you evil eye. Verse 2. And he said, behold, I have heard that there is grain being sold in Egypt. Go down there and buy us some from there, so that we will live and not die. So Joseph's, please hold a second. So Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain from Egypt. But Joseph's brother, Benjamin, Jacob, did not send with his brothers, because he said, least misfortune befall him. And all of a sudden, not really all of a sudden, but Jacob is being cautious. He's been beaten up by life. He had all of this good experience getting married to these four women, being outsmarting his father-in-law, or out-tricking him, depending on your point of view. And now he comes into the land, and his family has died, his mother and his father. And, you know, he's made peace with his brother, but it's really not a long-lasting peace. It just lasted as long as that kiss. And so, and then his wife dies, and his daughter is raped, and his son Joseph is lost. So he is now becoming very cautious, which is part of old age, part of life experience, which is why we have old age. So the sons of Israel came to purchase among those who came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was the ruler over the land. It was he who sold grain to the entire populace of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and prostrated themselves to him with their faces to the ground. And Joseph saw his brothers, and he recognized them. But he made himself a stranger to them, and he spoke to them harshly, and he said to them, "Where do you come from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to purchase food." Now Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. But he already said that in the early verse, one or two verses earlier. So why do we need to have it said again? What is it teaching us? When you grow spiritually, you're given the ability to perceive the spiritual level of the people around you, whether they are higher than you, whether they are lower than you, whether they're on the same level as you. You're not able to discern exactly where they are, but there are tools to understand where they are and how, so that you can recognize their spiritual level, and that's why it's being duplicated. Verse 9, and Joseph remembered the dreams that he had dreamed about them, and he said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." Joseph is accusing his brothers of negative actions. Why didn't Joseph reveal himself then? Why is he accusing them of something he knows is not true? And they said to him, "No, my master, your servants have come to buy food. We are all sons of one man. We are honest. Your servants were never spies." But he said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said, "We, your servants, are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is with our father today, and one is gone." And Joseph said to them, "This is just what I have spoken to you, saying you are spies. With this you shall be tested. By Pharaoh's life you shall not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you and let him fetch your brother, and you will be imprisoned so that your words will be tested, whether truth is with you. And if not, as Paro lives, you are spies. Joseph is setting up a conflict. What will they do? It's relating to the selling of Joseph. He's telling them, he's hinting to them, start to look into yourself. Do teshuvah. And he put them in prison for 3 days. Why 3 days? You should know, as students of Kabbalah, the 3 days represents the three columns. 3 days is the amount of time, minimum amount of time it takes for you to think through the actions of your life as to what you need to do teshuvah upon. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do this and live. I fear God." This is the completion of the English translation, but I'm looking at this statement. Do this and live, I fear God. There's three thoughts there. This, live as the effect of doing this, and I fear God. But there's no pause there. In order to live, we need to fear God. This is the truth. This is the spiritual law. Learn it well. Do you fear God? The word fear can also be awe. Do you have awe of God? Do you fear God? Do you have awe of God? What is your spiritual level? This verse is asking you in this generation that listening to my voice, it's not asking the brothers, which the formulation of the Hebrew could be, do you fear God and will you do this? It's asking us in this generation, do you fear God? And if you don't, there's a consequence. If you do, you will live. Please hold on a second. Come in.
How are you doing, my man? I'm well. Good. Good. Thanks for this, Mr. Fast.
Very good. I'm on the phone, so don't mind me. Does anybody have any questions? We are out of time today, so we'll study a little more the Hanukkah stuff, hopefully tomorrow. If you have some sorry for the interruptions. There will not be a 2 o'clock or 11 a.m. class today because I have to go out of the building. But we will have a deep Zohar class, and we will have questions and answers. One is at 4 o'clock, which will include the Hanukkah candle lighting, and one is at 7 p.m. These are West Coast time. So I bid you all have a beautiful day. Kodesh Tov.
And
good month. Kodesh Tov. Hanukkah Sameach. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Kodesh Tov.
Hanukkah Sameach.